This is Capital Insider, connecting Oklahoma politics, policy, and people. I'm Dick Pryor. In 2018, all statewide elective offices will be on the ballot. But one person who won't be running is Oklahoma Labor Commissioner Melissa McClawhorn Houston. She's decided against seeking a full four-year term. McClawhorn Houston has extensive experience in Oklahoma government. In addition to Labor Commissioner, she served as Chief of Staff for the Oklahoma Attorney General and the Oklahoma Office of Homeland Security. I talked to her about the work of the Labor Department and what she's learned about Oklahoma state government. In November 2015, you were appointed Labor Commissioner following the death of Commissioner Mark Costello. Your office then conducted a review of the agency and how it functions. What resulted from that examination?
It has been an amazing experience. I think there was maybe a perception that I was coming into the agency to either do away with the agency or fire a bunch of people, or I'm not exactly sure what the perception was, but I really came in without any preconceived notions. So listening to our staff, listening to industry, I was able to identify pretty quickly some areas that just hadn't been updated, that there had just been bureaucracies that had been in place because that's always been done that way. We have updated our regulations for amusements and elevators and boilers and amusement rides. So it's been a really thorough examination.
How is the Department of Labor funded?
We're about a third federally funded, a third from state appropriations, and a third from fee-generated revenue. That is specific to fee for service. So we do an elevator inspection, we charge a fee. That is separate from a fine. So we do have the ability to fine, for example, if we found an elevator out of compliance. My problem with that, from a philosophical standpoint, from a policy standpoint, is it is too tempting to the director of an agency to say, go find 20 elevators to shut down because I need the fines. That is not the role of government, in my opinion. And so one of the things that we did that probably the next labor commissioner will hate me for, but I think it was the right thing to do, is that we don't keep any of those fines.
The department provides various services. Do you have enough staff and resources?
We never do. No, we never do. But it's a good and healthy debate about what is the appropriate size of government. And what I have told the legislature in many of our functions is we're at the point now that they have a decision to make as to whether or not they want that function to continue. We have one nationally certified boiler inspector at this point. That is an issue that has to be addressed. The revolving door of the people who are on the front lines as inspectors, it's embarrassing what we pay them. And when they leave us for a private sector job, that's twice, literally twice, what we can pay them. That is a problem.
Going along with that, as the leader of an agency that has to deal with some of these issues, how concerned are you about the general direction the budget has been heading the last several years?
I think that, again, it's a good and healthy debate to have about what is the appropriate size of government. What is it that we expect of our government? It is a difficult relationship between state agency heads and the legislature right now. It needs to be a collaborative relationship. I feel very comfortable with my subcommittee chairman that we can sit down and have a very transparent discussion about here is our budget, here are our revenue sources, here are our expenses, here's what's hurting me, i.e. the revolving door of my staff at this point. Here's my plan to address it. I mean, I feel like I can have that discussion. I don't think all state agency heads can have that discussion. There are some, you know, really big agencies. I mean, there's probably 10 agencies that take up 80% of the budget. I think all people agree that those are very core services. Part of my concern has been the 20% of the budget that is taking substantial hits. When you talk about some of these smaller agencies like the Department of Labor, yeah, I mean, some of them are down 35%, 40%, 60% over a period of time. Well, then we need to have a discussion. Is that an agency we want to have? Is that a core service we want to have? And that's the discussion I've had with the legislature. And they think that we are providing a core service. If that's the case, then we all need to work together to figure out a way to fund it.
That's Capital Insider. To hear an extended version of my discussion with Melissa McClawhorn Houston, go to the Capital Insider Extra podcast on iTunes. Until next time, I'm Dick Pryor.